Welcome to your favorite F-word podcast, where we dive deep into conversations around food, fitness, feelings, with the occasional fuck thrown in. We're your hosts, Sarah
and Nicola,
owners of Paradigm Nutrition and Performance, nutrition coaches, besties, and most importantly, humans.
This show is for coaches, self-growth-oriented folks, active humans, or anyone looking to deepen their understanding and relationship with food, movement, and themselves.
Thanks for tuning in, and we cannot wait to share this space with you.
Hello, everyone, and what is this podcast called again?
Welcome. It's us. We're alive.
Welcome back to your favorite F word pod. Yeah, we are alive. Surviving, not thriving, though.
I was going to say alive and well, question mark?
No. Unwell. Alive and unwell currently at the moment, which is also why we've been fucking MIA on here. We did that thing that we tell everyone not to do where we like went out way too hot and we got so ahead of like all of our podcast recordings and we were like, fuck yeah, look at us go.
And then okay, I wouldn't say we did. We went out way too hot. We were just like on the ball.
That's true.
And that was awesome. We were just like surprising ourselves with how good we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did go too hot, I would say. Yeah.
We still only recorded once a week, but we like were ahead.
Yeah, we were doing good.
Yeah. Anyways, the last 2 months have not been that great, but you know, life's been lifing and it's just been a little bit crazy over here. So today's episode is titled Chit Chat Paddywhack, which was Nicola's beautiful idea. And we're basically just going to catch up a little bit, fill you in on what's been going on in our lives. Nicola has some very interesting questions that we may turn to if we need some talking points. And we'll see what fucking happens here.
Cool. Why don't you start with the life updates? Because I feel like you're the one with like more to share.
Crazy shit. Well, Nicola's notes go updates on life lately. Sarah, with child, with boobs. Nicola, without child, still with boobs. So anyways, in case you missed it on the gram, I am pregnant.
With child.
With child. Yeah, I hope it's a child. I don't know what else it would be, but
I don't know. A little demon.
It is going to be a Scorpio, which is like.
And like a little redhead, most likely.
At risk of being ginger. Yes. Very at risk. Speaking of that, I saw a reel yesterday and this girl was talking about how she's like, because she's a redhead, and she was talking about how she's got made fun of being a ginger for her entire life and she thought she had heard it all. And then she was like hanging out with these Aussies and they were calling her like Ranga. And she was the sober one this night and she would like kept like making sure everyone was together. So she thought it was short for Wrangler. Like she's wrangling them all. And they're like, no, it's short for orangutan. And I was just like, that's amazing.
Gosh, that's a mean one.
I know. I was like, oh. But anyways, yeah. Brad and I are going to have a baby. And
you'll name it Ranga.
Yeah, it feels like a teenage pregnancy because I'm still like, what's happening? And yeah, it has been all consuming and just the first trimester was like the worst. Like I was just felt sick all the time. I was so tired. That's a huge reason why we haven't been podcasting because I could not put words together. And now that we're in the second trimester, I'm feeling a lot better, but the body changes have been way harder to navigate than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the main thing. We're also looking for a house right now, which is stressful as fuck. If you live in Calgary and know anything about the market here, it's not a good time to be buying a house. And that's pretty much it. That's my life.
And I've been looking forward to Sarah's body updates as she shows me her changing body, aka I'm like, will you show me what your boobs look like right now?
They're fucking huge. Brad last night was like, babe, your boobs are amazing. I was like, yeah, just wait till they start like fucking squirting everywhere. Like, oh. As someone who always had small boobs, it's like, yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah.
That like having big boobs is not everything, ladies. It is not.
Definitely not.
As someone who's always wanted small boobs, I can attest.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Having to wear a bra, I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I never had to wear a bra before. Like, I wore a sports bra, obviously, but when I wore normal clothes, I never wore a bra.
Yep, rub it in.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're experiencing this because I never really felt like you could truly relate.
Right. Yeah.
And you were always like, yeah, I'm sure it's terrible. Yeah. Oh, yeah, your back hurts. Yeah, fucking right. Oh, it's annoying that you can't wear that dress. Oh, cry me a fucking river. And I'm like, yeah, suck it.
Yeah. I know it is. This whole experience is definitely giving me a different view on like multiple things. So yeah,
we'll
do another episode about that.
we should, because we have had a handful of clients either get pregnant while working with us, trying to get pregnant while working with us, or be fully pregnant while working with us.
Yeah. And postpartum too. Lots of
also that part.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, maybe we do a full other episode on that.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm sure it's share more one thing.
Share more about your life.
Oh my God, I don't know. I'm just like a broken record over here. Like, school is stressful. How are people supposed to be students while also working? Brandon's left, abandoned us once again for the summer. So just Rue and I. Yeah, he didn't actually leave, but it feels like he left because he's basically like gone for 7 months, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, climate change and the fire season just popping off. So Rue and I holding down the fort, which is like really nice because she gets to sleep in the bed with me, which we both love. But yeah, it's a lot. School is overwhelming. Imposter syndrome has never been higher.
Yeah, because you're getting to the end of it.
It's bad. And it's like, I've never had an experience like this in school, in life, where like the more I know, the less equipped I feel, the more insecure I feel, the more I'm questioning whether or not I'm cut out for this, the more I'm like, who am I as a human being, let alone as a future therapist? It's all just like, it's fucking wild. And I feel like I just like need so much validation right now and I'm not getting it. So I'm like, oh my God, I am so needy and like hard up for attention and praise.
Yeah.
Like, tell me I'm a good girl, please.
You're such a good girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Girl.
Yeah. I need that in like a forehead kiss every hour.
Yeah. Isn't that the Dunning-Kruger effect when like,
yeah,
whatever, people who know less think that they like know more, and then the more you know, the more you realize you don't know?
Yeah, but I just feel like I've been sitting at the bottom of that curve forever, and instead of like it going up when your competence builds,
right,
then your confidence builds as well. I just feel like instead of that, the pit has just been getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and my competence is like not getting any better, and my confidence is just plummeting, which is like really great because I write my comp exam in like 2 weeks. So looking forward to that.
Doing good on that hopefully should be some good validation for you.
Yeah, but what if I do bad? Then it will just confirm everything I like think.
You will not.
24 hours. Yeah, it's very scary. Yeah, and just like, I don't know, usually I finish a semester and I'm like, okay, sick, like looking forward to the break. But now my mind just spirals into like, I don't give a shit about a break. It does nothing for me because July is going to be insane. August, I start my practicum. I'm also supposed to be writing a capstone at the same time and then still go back to school and still work and still do all the stuff. I'm like, you guys are fucking playing.
Fun.
This is ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay, so, question for you though. Do you think that imposter syndrome, Dunning-Kruger, whatever, this feeling of like low competence and confidence, do you think that you would have that same experience if the work that you were doing didn't influence other people so much?
No.
So it's just like a matter of knowing that like this work is like meaningful.
Yeah. And I think because like you as the therapist, like you are essentially like a modality. And so it puts a lot of like questions as to like what parts of you are you allowed to bring into therapy? What parts of you are going to be beneficial to bring? How could you, by bringing aspects of your personality or your beliefs or perspectives, actually harm a person?
Right.
And like, the stakes just feel so high. And like, I've definitely felt imposter syndrome before. Like, getting into nutrition coaching was a very easy example. Like, I can remember exactly how that felt, but it is different now. It right. feels so much more like I'm questioning, not like my skills and abilities, but I'm questioning like, who am I? And like, what is my identity? Are my values? What happens when they're like put to the test? What do I default to? And it's just like so much learning.
Well, maybe you need to go listen to our imposter syndrome episode.
Probably, Sarah.
I was like, fuck you. Yeah, fuck. It's tough because it, like, the work that you're doing and what you're learning is just like so emotional. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's probably hard to separate, you know, like, how does this affect me in my life and my experience? And how then does that translate into work with clients?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a lot coming up.
And just like picturing, like we've talked about before, like difficult client scenarios and like having difficult conversations, and everything just feels so much more heightened because mm-hmm. the relationship is so different. The like content you're working with is so different. And of course, like there's a layer of like fear because it's still quite foreign. Like there's still some subjects that, you know, we do in like our role plays and stuff in class, and I'm like, holy, like I would not know how to navigate this. So thank God I'll have a supervisor for the first year.
Right.
But yeah, it just feels like overwhelming to a very different degree. Mm-hmm. And yet I'm so excited about it, but I'm like so scared.
Scary and exciting.
Yeah. It's yeah. good. It feels fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm learning a lot about like what's going to set me off, which is really interesting. Like, so like that would be the term in like the therapeutic realm would be like countertransference. So like, what does the client bring up that elicits some sort of reaction in me, whether it's because there's a shared experience and I'm all of a sudden like brought back to my stuff,
right?
Whether it's like, you know, a belief of mine is being challenged by the client, whether something is crossing my boundaries or, you know, conflicting with a perspective I have.
Right.
And it's like, I think for a lot of people, or at least I thought this when I was coming into it, I thought it was going to be mostly about content, like content a client was bringing that felt really challenging. For example, like sexual assault, pieces like that, any kind of like violence, drug use, stuff like that. I thought, okay, that content's going to be hard for me to sit with.
Right.
But what has actually come up as being really hard for me is when a client frustrates me, when a client is like not understanding me and I don't yet have the skills to like ask better questions or to navigate that or to like say things in a different way. Or when I'm not understanding the client, it's like really in those moments where there's like a tension building between the client and I, and I'm noticing I get super frustrated. It's like that piece that I'm like, oh fuck, I need to absolutely work on skills there for how to navigate when I'm like annoyed or frustrated.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For you, I would think that something that would be like, bring that up would be like, if someone had very conflicting values to yours.
Yeah, there's definitely that piece, but I think it's like, I'm like thinking of a very specific example, but all of these are really hard because most of our role plays are like with other students in our class. So I like know them on a personal level. It's like, it's tricky in that sense because you're trying to separate like the client in front of you from like who you know them as, like as a peer. It's
challenging.
But it's like, there's some little like personality things that I'm like, oh fuck, like you're not a person I would interact with
right.
or like want to build a relationship outside of therapy.
Yes.
And how do I look past that? Or,
right.
or can I look past it? Cause there's definitely some scenarios I can even envision where I'm like, I wouldn't be able to work with a person like this, like X or Y.
They probably and it would be like talk about how to navigate that. Right. And like referring to someone else and stuff like that. Like there's gotta be.
Yeah. And there's lots of like ethical gray areas where some might argue it's not even ethical to continue working with a person like that. Others yeah. might argue, you know, maybe it's actually super valuable for the client to be working with someone who sees them in this way. You know, you could justify it a lot of different ways, mm-hmm. but like supervision and like having like peer consult groups and stuff like that will be so important just to get another take, to be like, is it okay that I'm doing this? Is this something right. I can work through? Is this something that'll benefit the client? Or like, is this just like a not a match?
Yeah. I think about, I'm just picturing, so remember when you were here and we were on that walk and we were like talking about how if you got a tattoo of you, it would be like, you know, or something. I can't remember what the conversation was.
Brad said that would be on my tombstone.
Oh yeah, on your tombstone, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Nicola's like, ew, no. And I'm just like picturing you like in a session with someone that you like either didn't agree with or like whatever. And you're just like, ew, no. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, that's going to be interesting for Nicola to like have to work through some of that. Especially yeah. like it's different if something comes up, like I think as coaches, when our clients have written us feedback or like written their check-in, we have time to separate any reaction or reactivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been multiple times where both of us as coaches have like not responded in that moment because we needed time to like come back to something, right? So mm-hmm. in therapy, you don't really have that option. So that's
the best you can do is like manage your shit for the rest of that hour
yeah.
and then get on the fucking phone with your supervisor or like, you know, appear and be like, what the actual fuck do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to have those self-regulation skills in the moment. I'm learning that I lack them in a lot of ways, or like the awareness is there, but after the fact. So like, was I aware that I was getting frustrated in the session? Right. No, right. But it took like literally hanging up on that Zoom call for me to be like, oh my God, I'm so frustrated.
Yeah. That's part of the learning process though. That's part of building mm-hmm. awareness in anything, right?
For sure.
So just like, yeah, I think for some people it maybe comes more naturally, and for other people not naturally, but I think some people are just like, it's like they're scared to say something, or maybe they've avoided conflict or whatever. So in that situation, it would be easier for them to, you know, just go with the flow or say nothing versus someone who's used to, you know, having hard conversations, like not being able to like mask their emotions in the
mm-hmm. moment. And it's like really interesting because there's like certainly different therapeutic like modalities or orientations, or like even like who you are as a therapist, might actually invite you to bring that into the space. So in the case where I was like noticing the tension build, the client and I moving like farther away from each other in terms of understanding, and I was like super frustrated by the end, my feedback was like, what would have been the difference if you had said, hey, you know what, I'm actually noticing that like there's this feeling of tension. Do you perceive that? Do you feel right. it? And like, is bringing it forward maybe actually helpful to the client? And there's certainly times when it's like, it's totally just a you thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's a me thing. Maybe the client wasn't feeling like that at all.
Yeah.
But also if that's taking over to the point where I cannot now hear the client for what they're saying,
for sure,
I have to do something about it.
Yeah.
And like, it's figuring out, is it addressing it in the moment that's going to dissolve that? Is it, you know, getting out of there and being like, okay, I desperately need to work on some like self-regulation
mm-hmm.
Techniques, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, there's so many different ways you could handle any scenario. There's no like book for how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And you know how me likes a step-by-step.
I know.
Do this. Now do this. Great job.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to get that here, but you're
going to
get the great things.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to crush your exams, and then hopefully you'll have some gold stars for a while to tide you over until the next thing comes up.
Yeah. Give me gold fucking stars.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, I've already decided on an alternative career path.
Okay. What is it?
Okay. Have you ever heard of a juror analyst?
No.
It sounds fucking awesome. Okay, so in jury selection, the prosecutor and the defense team either do this themselves or will, in bigger cases, will hire an analyst who like fact checks and does huge like background investigations on every single one of the jurors. And then in the selection process, you're asking questions to like weed out like who is going to have a bias against your client, who's right. going to, you know, not be able to understand what's being brought forward, who can't be impartial, all this kind of stuff, or who said like a tweet 10 years ago that like makes you think that they actually have something against your client or whatever. So you get to be nosy as fuck and do like an internal investigation.
Yeah.
And then you get to be the one like whispering to the like attorney or like yeah. lawyer who's doing the whole thing, being like, ask them this. You yeah. should cross that one out. Get rid of this guy. And then you get to like have people on the juror who will like you think are going to support your case. You get to kick right. the people out who won't. And it sounds awesome.
Okay, but what happens if you're hired by the defendant mm-hmm. in a case where you think the defendant is a bad person? And now
you look past it because I get to be nosy as fuck and looking into the other people. It would be like the same argument for like, could you be, you know, like a defense attorney for criminals?
No, I could not.
And I don't think I could, but the stakes feel lower because I'm just picking a jury.
I know, but the jury could let that guy free. I'm being so biased. The guy could let the bad person free.
Could let that man go.
I have a sins. One of my old PT clients is a crown prosecutor. Okay.
Wild.
And she would tell me about these cases that she worked on. And I'm just like, that is fucked. How does someone defend that person?
Yeah.
Like, how do you go to sleep at night?
Yeah, there's lots of things that are fucked with the legal system, but just yeah. let me have this, okay? Yeah, okay. I haven't yet thought of the moral high ground yeah. that I might have to take. But for now, I just like, it's another career where I get to be super nosy. I get yeah. to be a little sidekick. I don't have to be the one who like everybody's depending on. I just get to right. like, you know, I'm basically a puppet master, if you think about it, yeah. which like checks like six of my boxes right there.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Well, you can have that. You won't need
or
it.
If that doesn't work, my friend Emma and I were talking about how it would be really cool to have a podcast instead of like a shitty career counselor, because no one tells you about these cool jobs when you're in high school.
Right.
And we could just like go through random ass but cool jobs and be like, if you're a person who likes this or has this lifestyle or is interested in this, maybe you could do this career. How fucking cool would that be?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it could be more than a podcast. It could be like
a... No, just a podcast.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Perfect. I mean, yeah, it could like segue into like career counseling. But no, I don't want that.
Okay.
Just the podcast. Podcaster forever.
Yeah.
Professional podcaster. Here we go.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Okay. Well, do we want to go through some of these random questions that you put here?
Yeah, I hope so, because I worked hard on these.
Okay. Well... Where we start?
Okay, well, I put this one because this has been coming up a lot in my life, Ask Brandon, and I know it comes up for you, but I'm just curious about like everybody else if this well, is something. But like, what specific, if you can think of them, like common phrases do you just get wrong all the time? And I know we've talked about this for you, so I literally wrote down, Sarah, how much time do we have?
I was when I read that at first, I was like, what do you mean, how much time do we have? I don't get that wrong. And then I was like, oh yeah, it's because there's so many fucking phrases that I get wrong.
Yes.
So yes. That's fine.
But I feel like you get like common, like cliche phrases wrong.
Right.
I'm talking about like literal, like English language
right.
phrases that I get wrong. Or like, maybe it's not even a phrase, but like English language.
What about aspects that like, I, like wrong can't. In like their meaning? Or wrong in like their pronunciation?
Wrong in meaning.
Okay.
Or like just can't understand them.
Right. Yours is more you latter.
I whenever someone says like, oh yeah, you know, the former, or they refer to the latter, I literally have to pause and be like, okay. That was the previous one. And then I'm like later, latest, the most yeah, recent latter. One. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I second guess myself and I'm like, wait, latter, mean later, meaning like longer ago. And Brandon's like, no, you're a stupid idiot. You're overthinking this.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I can never get those right. So now if I use it in a sentence, Brandon literally pauses and he's like, yes, good job. Or no, he just will like shake his head. And I just like can't seem to grasp that concept, but I'm working really hard on it.
Okay. I feel like that's not one that comes up in my life very often. Like people don't
maybe Brandon just uses it now to test me.
Maybe. Like I would never say that in normal speaking language. Maybe if I was like writing a paper or something.
Yeah. I finally know how to use like respectively. I like to use that in my papers.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if there's ones like that. Like mine would be more like spelling or pronunciation.
Or like hitting the nail on the head with
a hammer.
And blowing or blowing. Yeah, those are your two most famous
shit out of grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well,
Brad said my grammar is really bad and that when he reads my Instagram post, my grammar is like very incorrect.
Okay, but like Instagrammer is not the same as like regular grammar.
I'm like trying to make it sound like I would talk and my talking grammar is not great. So,
and that is an English problem, not a Sarah problem.
Right.
English is like a spoken language that follows no grammatical process.
Right.
But yet when we write it, we're supposed to like all of a sudden know what to do.
Yeah.
No, I'm
reading a book called Everybody Writes and they talk about that a little bit in there.
But that's like the next, that's the adult version of the book, Everybody Poops.
Oh, is there a book? Oh, I was.
Yeah, it's called Everybody Poops.
Podcast, and then I forgot.
You can buy it for your child.
Wow.
In case they have any boundaries. Nice.
Perfect.
Actually, I'll get it because I'm really bad at buying gifts for babies.
Okay.
So I need all the ideas I can get.
Yeah. Yeah. We need. Oh, we won't talk about baby stuff. Okay, next question.
Okay, this one. Very interesting to me. What do you care about so much that you would take the time and effort to go into the comment section to write your opinion?
Oh, I used to do that a little bit because
what?
Like around fitness stuff. Like if I just saw something mm-hmm. totally fucking not correct,
mm-hmm.
Like anything nutrition related. I've done that maybe like 3 or 4 times just because I'm already in a reactive state due to something else. And then it just like fucking pushes me over the edge.
Right. Like I'm about to go off.
It has been like years since I've done that. And I would usually just say like, can you show me some research that says this or something like that?
Of course. You
yeah. But I don't care enough about anything to comment on a random person's post. Like those people are the worst.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah.
In a way I'm like, I would love to care that much about something.
Yeah.
But also I'm like, but what are you trying to do with that comment? You're not going to change anybody's fucking mind.
No, absolutely fucking not.
And no one wants to hear from like a random girl in Canada about something.
Yeah.
Who am I to say? I don't know. I just like
had a few like more viral reels where like I've got some of those comments and I'm just like some of them I was like, okay, that's your opinion, or like good chat, like just super sarcastic. And then a few of the other ones I like tried to like reply back with whatever, some sort of fucking education, and then it's just like pointless.
But like different because it's your reel, you're like the host of this conversation. Yeah.
For sure.
I'm like, who are the people who are seeing a random girl and being like, I have something to say?
Yeah, I know. I'm actually super curious what's going to happen. And I'm trying to decide right now how much of like I haven't shared very much about my pregnancy yet online, mm-hmm. but I also just like, I'm trying to decide how much of that I want to share.
Totally.
And have this baby, how much I want to share.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you're a mom, mm-hmm. there's so much of that shit.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So I'm like so curious if I decide to share that part of my life on there, like what the comments are going to be.
Right. Like who does our culture love to shame the most? Mothers.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It'll be
it's tricky.
Yeah. I don't think I care enough about that to do that on any.
No. Well, if any of our listeners have something that they desperately need to comment on, I'd love to know what it is.
Yes, please let us know.
And also, how did you develop that general care about something?
Yeah. Okay.
Similarly, at what point or in what kind of scenario would you go out of your way again to address a stranger with a complaint of yours? Like, say you're like in the grocery store.
Well, that's what I first thought when someone's standing right fucking behind you, like so close to you.
Like in line, you mean, to pay?
In line anywhere. That pisses
me. And have you ever said something?
I probably have. I don't know. I've grown a lot in my maturity levels.
Right. In your go-off tendencies.
Yeah, my go-off tendencies have definitely gotten less. Maybe that's why I feel so lost lately. Maybe that is actually a part of me. Anyways, so the grocery store thing. I need to think about this one. Did you think of an answer when you were writing this?
Well, I don't have an answer, but I've just like, people policing other people is so interesting to me. Like, what makes you think that you have the authority on something?
Right.
If it's like not directly impacting you.
That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It reminds me one time. So Brad and I used to always go to this coffee shop to work when we first started dating and I wasn't living in Calgary. And we went to this coffee shop like at least once a week, usually like a couple days at a time. And we would typically always buy some sort of like snack or food there and coffee and like multiple coffees because we'd be there for hours. But I would bring like my little Tupperware of like whatever snack or food I needed. And like someone once came up to me and was like, you can't, like, didn't even work there, but was like, that's so disrespectful for you to eat that here. And I'm like, right. I've spent like fucking $50 on coffee here in the last 3 days. Like, it's fine. Sorry, I don't want to eat their freaking carrot cake. I mean, I do want to eat their carrot cake, but like, you know,
I need it every day.
In that scenario where like that literally did not affect this person. Uh-huh. That's one thing. But if it's affecting you, so like personal boundaries.
Right. Like, I'm uncomfortable. Get away from me.
Yeah. That's one thing. Or mistreating other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't think of any specific examples, but I know that I've been passive aggressive to people or like said something like while walking by them and like wanting them to hear it. Like,
I do a lot of like that. Making a face when we pass. I'll be like,
yeah. I've definitely done that. Like, there was this lady the last weekend when I was grocery shopping who like I was still loading my shit onto the belt and she like didn't grab one of those things and she kept putting her things on. So it's like coming into my area
and you have no room.
I would just like, yeah. I was like, what the fuck? But I didn't say anything to her, but I was just like pushing it back.
But like, you're like, bitch, can you stop?
Seriously.
Like, read the fucking room. Yeah. I got food to put up here.
So like those things just, and like the standing close in line, I fucking hate that one. Mm-hmm. So I've definitely turned around and be like, can you back up?
Like, good for you.
Where I've said things like, are you in a hurry? Or things like that to people I know I have. Airports. Oh, okay. This is a passive aggressive.
Love you know, it.
Fucking same. People who in an airport stand right at the luggage thing.
Like, yeah.
Oh, it's going to disappear if they don't fucking stand right there. Mm-hmm. So if someone's standing there and I'm trying to get my suitcase and they don't move, I hit them with my suitcase on purpose. Like as I'm pulling it off, I just swing it over.
That's even passive aggressive. It's like literally giving violence.
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
It's like a gentle love tap. It just pisses me off. I'm like, are you so
rightfully mean? So. Also, like, just like move casually. I know, like, just
take a step back for one second if you're like insistent on being up there. Airports drive me insane. Or people who like get off the airplane and try to go in front of you. They stand up and then they go in front of your aisle. Like,
no, I think there's like every aspect of the airport process can be ruined by these type of people.
For sure. Yeah,
it's just like a lawless land where people just all of a sudden become unhinged. And
everyone's stressed.
It's stressful. Like, yeah. I get it, but like, I'm stressed. I'm still pretty nice.
Yeah.
I would still like move if someone needed to get by.
Yeah. I know.
Anyways. Wow. We're good people. Gold stars.
Yeah. Just forget that I said.
Yeah. case. Whatever. They had it coming.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
This is the kind of therapist I'll be super supportive of my clients. Be like, whatever. They had it coming.
Yeah.
Could you develop a better coping strategy? For sure. But right now, you did great, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just give me the first number that pops into your brain. How many email subscriptions or like mailing lists do you think you're on?
I don't want to answer this question.
Answer it.
40.
Okay.
Why?
I would say more given how I recently was logged into your email and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, this is so anxiety inducing.
I use the info at Paradigm email for all the things that I don't really want. Like if I sign up for a freebie or like I just like want to be able to creep on what these people are putting out in their email list from time to time.
The question wasn't intent. The question was, how many are you on?
I know, but I'm just saying the email that you saw was the one that I put in to all of them.
Uh-huh.
So
like, that also means though that you're probably on lists on your personal one as well.
Yeah. I'm probably, yeah, maybe like 60.
Yeah.
I need to unsubscribe a lot.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I would have said probably like 30, like some I definitely don't know about until they crawl out of the woodwork and you're like, where have you been?
Yeah.
Some I'm like, how did you get my email? And others I'm like, oh yeah, I delete you every week, but yet I still refuse to just unsubscribe.
I know, it's so bad. Yeah.
But I'm curious because I feel like every single thing you do now, you're like, boom, email list, boom, email list.
Yeah.
And some of them make it so hard to unsubscribe.
Which is like against the rules.
I think so. One of them I literally tried like to unsubscribe and then I emailed back and was like, please just unsubscribe me. And they're like, we can't do online subscriptions. You need to call us.
Shut like, the fuck up.
I'm
that's definitely
so elite. Sorry.
Yeah.
It was for a newspaper in the States because I had to like sign up in order to read the full article and I needed it for school.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep. Okay. So.
Okay.
Something to think about for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of the best decisions you ever made? Mm-hmm. Cheesier the better.
I would say that moving to Calgary was one of the best decisions I ever made. I love it here. I would also say that ending my previous relationship was probably the best decision I've ever made. Nicholas like nodding in approval. Those two kind of go hand in hand. One led to the other. I would say that those are like pretty pivotal.
Yeah. Any like little ones that you thought were going to be like little decisions that ended up being like, whoa.
Going home with Brad on the first night we met.
Nice. Nice.
What else? I don't know. What about yours?
Okay. Well, I definitely had an idea when I wrote this. Cannot for the life of me remember what it was.
Obviously wasn't that good of a decision then.
Oh, for sure. Or I like had something hilarious and very niche that now I'm just like clearly like doesn't appear to me. I think going to Guelph for school, even though it was like pretty terrible and I'm not exactly using that school, I learned a lot based on how horrible a lot of the experiences were.
Perfect.
It was one of those like you can't appreciate it as a good thing until like literally a decade later.
Right.
I feel like I learned a lot of my values through that experience.
I was gonna say, I feel like you learned a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like cool stuff either.
Yeah.
Yeah, like asking Brandon out, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Naming Rue. because that's how we met our other besties out here, because their dog is of the same name. And I don't know if our friendship would have been as immediate had we not had that, like, wait, your dog's name is Rue? This is Rue.
Yeah.
Hilarious little moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm upset that I can't think of, like, what I had originally thought there, but that's that.
Okay, well, maybe we'll put that on the notes for the next podcast to come back to if you remember. Okay.
All right.
Something you're looking forward to, not baby related. I mean, not being pregnant anymore is not baby related, because it means I don't have a baby inside me anymore.
It's your without child.
Anyone who says they love being pregnant is fucking full of shit.
I don't get it. Like, some people feel doesn't so have a good. Great life
before. Like, I'm just how? I'm like, how?
You didn't like eating bread and cereal every day? That sounds pretty sick.
Okay, something I'm looking forward to. I am looking forward to hopefully finding a new home soon. Mm-hmm. And just, like, as much as I hate moving, I'm so excited to just, like, get rid of shit. Like, I've already started, like, packing up and throwing shit out and, like, that kind of stuff. I think that's...
Would you like my help with that process? I am very good at it, especially when it's not my own stuff.
Well, the problem is you live in Victoria. So, yes, I would love your help if you want to come here and help me with it.
Blaine, can we business expense this?
Yeah, probably could somehow. It is work related. So yeah, I would say I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to our Europe trip coming up.
Yeah, you have a lot of, like, big exciting things coming up. I'm looking forward to getting my nails done next week.
I might get my nails done this weekend.
It's been a long time. Yeah. I grew out my toes until there was a French tip. Nice. Of the previous nail polish that I got for your wedding. So
I know. I still
was sad to rip that off.
It on. And that's it. But I'm getting a pedicure with my mom in the first weekend of June. So
amazing.
Yeah. Are you getting your fingy nails done?
I think I'm gonna get both.
Yeah.
It's for Val's birthday. So I think we're gonna go in for a little mani pedi action.
Cute. Yeah, I might go this because Brad's golfing both days. All of my Instagram right now is either memes about parenting or being pregnant, like funny reels, or golf. And, like, specifically,
these are my nightmare algorithm traps.
But, like, specifically, like, funny memes about, like, women being annoyed with their men golfing all the time. Or, like, there's this one of this guy who, like, it's, like, set up like he's on a reality TV show, and it's, like, the worst thing has ever happened to him. And he's like, my name's Sunny and my wife is passive aggressive when I go golfing. And then it, like, turns to black and white and it's got, like, this music in the background. It's so funny.
Hey, send me that one.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, like, all of my life right now. But Brad got a golf membership this summer, 'cause he's like, it's my last summer.
Right.
It's fun. And I'm like, okay, let's not word it like that.
I mean, he's being realistic. He could just say it's your last summer of having fun.
Yeah. True. I guess that is a good point. But next year he's gonna be like, oh, well, the baby's like 8 months old.
Right. It can basically walk by itself. Yeah. It'll be fine.
So anyways, he's golfing so much, so I have, like, so much time alone on the weekends, which has been nice, but I think I'm gonna go get my nails did this weekend.
Great self-care.
What are you looking forward to?
My nails done.
Yeah. Val's birthday.
The minute my comp exam is done. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I already know exactly what I'm going to do. It finishes. Well, there's two parts. My written one, I'm going to crush that. It's fine. But the verbal one is at 6 p.m. on a Monday evening. And the moment it's done, I'm going to have my favorite meal of the day ready in the freezer. I'm going to go take Rue for a walk to our favorite little ocean spot. I'm going to bring my dessert and I'm going to get stoned. And I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
That'd be lovely.
It will.
Yeah.
And I'll maybe just listen. I'll curate a podcast, or not a podcast. I'll curate a playlist. Watch the sunset. That'll be great.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. And I always post those nice ocean videos and I'm like, oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. Last night it was like Lethbridge winds though, but the sunset was so pretty. The clouds were so weird.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn more about clouds.
Interesting. Maybe that's a hobby you should get into.
Yeah, that's our next question. Hobby. What hobbies would you like to get into but haven't?
honestly, I have this thing where I feel like I like want to have these hobbies just because I should have hobbies. And then when I go to do them, they're actually so fucking frustrating. Like Brad and I had this like art night where we made like that textured art.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that's going to be so relaxing. It's going to like be a way to like embrace my creativity. No, it's fucking annoying. It's so hard to work with that shit. I tried to make a like arch sun and like, I couldn't get it fucking perfect. It like kept like, it would have a squiggle in it or like it wasn't perfectly centered. And like, also my
the face you just made.
Okay. This has gotten worse since I got pregnant, but my like motor control of my hands is fucked. So like, I've been doing this work for my friend's company and like helping them with their social media company that they run, and they do a lot of like products and restaurants and stuff. So I'll have to do a lot of like filming products or like holding something for the person who's taking the picture or whatever. And like my hands, like I can't hold a camera steady. It's like, yeah. And also when I was trying to do that art, like my hands would like move. It's really weird.
Is that something you should mention to your doctor?
Well, you know, it's just always like, I've always had issues with my grip strength and stuff, you know?
We know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just like a nerve thing to my hands. Like that's what my physio said.
Hmm.
So, and my physio's Alyssa and she's amazing and she knows everything. So
Alyssa is amazing and does know everything.
Yeah. So anyways, I need to find hobbies that I don't have to use my hands apparently. Or like, okay, so I like golfing, right? And did I tell you this? We were at the driving range, and this is an example of how it's gotten worse since I got pregnant. We're at the driving range and I go to hit the golf ball. Okay. I hit it clean. It's like a beautiful shot. I'm like coming around into my backswing and my grip just gives out. I fucking let go of my club. It flies behind me over top of the road into the clubhouse and like smashes into the clubhouse wall. Yeah. Like it could have fucking killed someone if it hit them. But like, I literally, it wasn't even like I hit the ground with my club. Like at my grip gave out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're fucked up.
I've seen that with a baseball bat. I mean, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
You just gotta be careful, girl.
Yeah. Anyways, hobbies. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I had a list of a bunch and now I forgot. So again, it'll come to me.
I do think that I am interested in interior design and like pretty spaces.
Interesting.
I bought a book about it.
For other people or just like for your, you just want to curate your own little vibe?
Yeah. Like if I have like a corner where I've got like a good, you know, thing going on. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay. I can understand that.
I think that might be something, especially if we buy a house that needs a little bit of work to it or is mm-hmm. like their grade. I think that might be something.
Yeah. I mean, you'd feel such a sense of satisfaction, like doing it yourself versus like hiring someone to.
Yeah.
Cool. I appreciate that.
You got no hobbies you want to do?
Well, aside from cutting my own hair, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That's so strange.
I even asked one of my friends at school, well, they're a barber. But I was like, look, I cut my own hair. I did a good job, right?
You're
like, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
like a half job.
Most of them are like arts and crafts. Like I got really into collaging over the Christmas holidays. Haven't done that in a minute. Would like to do that again. Got into like the same art you're describing.
What about these?
A few of those. Embroidery, I haven't done embroidery. Like I have like a massive closet full of craft stuff and I just like haven't. And then
You're such an artsy person. I'm just like not one of those people. I'll do a mad minute. Brad and I were talking about that with his parents the other day about like just like what traits of ours we want our kid to have. And like we were talking about how I was like so good at math and science and well, he has ADHD, so that's hard, but like never like liked that stuff. And then we were talking about Mad Minutes and I was like, I fucking love Mad Minutes.
Oh man, I think I'd be embarrassingly challenged by a Mad Minute, specifically 8x7.
Yeah, I don't think I could do the multiplication and division ones anymore.
What is 8x7? 7x7 is 49, 8x8 is 64. Is it 54?
Sure.
I think it's 54.
7, 14, 21, 28, 36.
No, it's not 54. It's 56.
3.
It's 56. Because 49 plus another 8.
Yeah.
It's 56. Okay. We got there. Yeah. But I would be really slow.
Yeah. The multiplication would take me a long time now.
Yeah. Fuck. Former ladder, 5 times or 7 times 8. These are my like horcruxes.
Yeah.
Horcruxes? That's not even the right analogy. Okay.
That's bad, actually. That was really bad.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know horcrux what I meant to is say. A good thing. Also, a horcrux is like something you store something in.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking
like it's an item
specifically.
What?
I was thinking about the Harry Potter horcruxes specifically.
A good thing?
Yeah, because like Lord Voldemort created horcruxes so that he could live forever, right? So like
it was you see them as a good thing.
For the wizard.
I thought they were kind of evil, like, yeah.
No, if you had a horcrux for yourself, it's a good thing, you know?
Okay, if you had a horcrux, would it be Molly?
Oh.
Mine would not be Rue, because I can't trust her to stay alive. She eats everything in sight.
So does Molly.
I don't really want my soul in the body of something that eats shit every day.
Yeah. Yeah. What would my horcrux be? Definitely not a plant. That was funny. I'm just like looking at this plant. Yeah. Maybe my like water bottle.
Nice. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Shit.
Just like very millennial girl.
Well, at least it's not a Stanley.
Okay, that's what I was like really thinking of, but
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Latest obsessions. Do you have any
latest obsessions? Okay. Well, I watched Sex Education for the first time, and I
amazing
fucking loved that show.
Did you laugh? Did you cry everything. All at the same time?
Yeah, everything.
Who's so your favorite good. Character?
Well, I did. Adam grew on me a lot.
Oh, I love
He's Adam. He's so cute and funny.
Oh my god.
But I could not get enough like Eric's
Eric impressions. Is
like his oh my god, he just fucking cracked
incredible.
Me. Yeah.
I'm also like to have a friend like Eric.
I know.
When you were growing up,
your life
would have been a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Like oh, so supportive. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, I'm glad you finally watched that. Now you like know. Also, I'm jealous of you watching it all for the first time as it just like
I know.
Series after series. I should go back and watch that.
I think that's one of the worst things about shows is like we were watching Crazy Stupid Love. Have you seen that movie?
Is that with
Emma Stone and Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like it's not an amazing movie by any means, but it's like a feel-good movie. Mm-hmm. And that scene at the end where they like all figure out who each other is.
Yeah.
Like every time I watch that, I'm like, fuck, I wish I could rewatch this for the first time again. It's like it just like the first time you watch it, it's just like so good. And I was thinking about that during Sex Education too. I was like, oh, I'm never gonna get to like experience this for the first time again.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that was an obsession. I'm also obsessed with these like mocktails that I found, Olay.
Yeah.
So like
you know, do you like them? I've had a few of them.
Quite good. I have to mix them with soda water because they are really sweet.
They are really sweet.
But that's been nice, like having that experience still.
Yeah, there's so many good mocktails out there. I'm not drinking currently.
Nice.
In solidarity of you. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right.
and it feels hard, but there are mocktails out there.
Yeah.
Also, though, I'd rather just get a Diet Coke if I'm being completely honest.
I found a good brand that's zero calories. Like, it's called Alo, but the Olays have like 7 grams of carbs, which isn't bad. Mm-hmm. But some of them are just like super high carb.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't feel like I'm really obsessed with anything lately. I just feel like I'm like kind of just coasting and avoidant and numb, you know? There's that. So
I love that for you.
Naps. I'm obsessed with naps.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Let's hear yours. Yours are way better.
Okay. So this will be very controversial.
I died when you told me this.
I have been cheating on Diet Coke.
Not recently. Just cheating on Diet Coke.
But like cheating with the enemy.
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I feel like this is like sleeping with diet, like they're not actually siblings, but like in terms of like how bad it is, it's like sleeping with your partner's sibling.
Oh my God.
That's how bad it is.
Wow. Okay. But I've been really, really liking Diet Cherry Pepsi.
The fuck?
It's really good. I would never just buy regular Diet Pepsi. Absolutely not. But I'm always enticed by anything cherry. And I think it was Danielle Davids that we were talking about this when that terrible like spiced Coke thing was happening.
Oh, yes. Right.
And we were talking about how we love anything cherry. And she said she liked the cherry Pepsi. So I tried it and I didn't hate it.
Interesting.
I might buy again.
But I do. Well, and they have cherry Zevias now.
They've always had cherry Zevias.
Well, for like the last whatever year. Why don't you just get cherry
Zevias? They've always had cherry Zevias.
No, cherry Coke Zevias.
Oh, like the different than the Dr. Zevias?
Yes.
Oh.
They have cherry cola and vanilla cola Zevias.
Okay, well, we'll try.
And that doesn't count as cheating on Diet Coke. Zevia is not a cheat on Diet Coke.
It's like, yeah, it's in a different, like,
care about your relationship with Diet Coke, you're gonna try those out.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I've never felt shame like this before. beyond that, there's this like brand of fairly cheap shorts on Amazon I really, really, really like. I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it's like Avoy or something.
Are they like TNA butter shorts? Like,
yeah,
shorts.
They just fit so well, and they don't have a front seam, but they don't have that like scrunch butt.
Nice.
So they're like a nice blend.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Anyways, really like them. They fit really nice. Yeah. 10 out of 10. Also, did you know that if you use a benzoyl peroxide on your armpits, you will not stink anymore?
Is that safe?
For sure. You use it on your face, like you get like a Proactive was like benzoyl peroxide.
Yeah.
And you can find it in a lot of like face creams. And so you just, or face lotions, no, face washes. So moisture. You just get a face wash with benzoyl peroxide and you use it on your armpits. And I'm not stinky anymore.
Do you wash your armpits with it or you use it like deodorant?
No, you wash your armpits with it.
Okay.
Not every day. I started using it every day. Armpits did not like it.
Much.
Because it is like a little, harsh.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But game changer for those of you who feel like you get a little stinky.
I'm just embracing the stink at this
point
in my life.
Okay.
Anyways, for everyone else, Brad's going to like sneak some into my like fucking body wash.
I'll text him later.
Okay.
Don't ask questions. Just get this for Sarah. I also like really like long nails right now, which is crazy for me. Absolutely hate that.
What do you think
to it? Ew, but it's just one?
It's like a Coke nail. Yeah, it's so long. I need to cut it.
You know, if one of them
ever breaks,
I cut them all. I can't have just one.
Yeah, I never cut my nails.
Oh, that's so strange.
I do have
a limit as well.
Yeah, this would be past the limit.
Wait, that would have been like a month past the limit prior. And now I'm like, oh my God. Sarah's making very funny faces today.
Okay.
Also obsessed with the show Summer House.
Okay.
It is a Bravo TV drama reality show. Love it. Obsessed with it. They're my best friends.
Okay.
And two of the girls on Summer House seasons 3 to 6 also have a podcast called Giggly Squad. Amazing. Love it. Obsessed.
Okay.
They talk about absolutely nothing and everything all at the same time. And they kind of just talk at each other, which I usually don't love, but they're very funny. Like, and they're just girls. They're funny. And the last thing that I used to never think I could ever tolerate, and now I love, is a meal plan. Eating the same exact things every day in and out.
I think we
should
do a podcast episode on that too.
Okay.
Talk about your experience with it, why you tried to do what, like why you decided to do it, how it's been helpful,
how it's different from like a meal plan that would be prescribed by a dietitian, because it is not that.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
We don't do that.
Let's make some notes here. Okay. Upcoming episodes. Pregnancy is shit. meal plans are not shit.
Yeah, cool. Welcome to the administrative side of Paradigm.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how we run our business.
So professional. Yeah.
Very
good. Okay.
Hey, last thoughts. I labeled this category latest thoughts and noticings.
No, I'll save that for the next podcast.
Because they're all about your pregnancy?
It just like is all consuming.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, I don't know. We've got some like not super concrete plans for Paradigm, but maybe some like new upcoming things that could be exciting.
Right.
So that's fun. And I think both of us, are your books open right now?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Mine are not. But I think I am going to open them again one more time before baby comes. And also you will be doing an onboarding in like July, you said?
Yeah, before practicum. Yeah. So midsummer.
So yeah. Yeah, we've been talking for an hour and I have nothing left in my head.
Wow, so. I still have so many things to say. I know. First of all, women needing more sleep than men.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Talked about this before, but then I actually read some research on it and it makes sense. And I also love that many of the papers talked about how we carry so much more of the mental load.
Yeah.
And therefore our genius minds,
yeah,
and our productive lives need better recovery.
I've been following some good accounts that talk about that and how to like navigate that in a partnership. It's really interesting.
Yeah. One of my friends is a therapist for couples and she talks a lot about that, especially with
like her
bringing a baby into things. Maybe you should. Courses. Yeah. Her baby proofing your relationship course.
Yeah. I reached out to her to ask who runs her social media because I wanted to talk to that girl.
Yeah. She does a great job. Hey.
Yeah, so I just messaged her and I was like, hey, this is super random, but Nicola's my bestie. And she told me that you have someone help you with your social media. So can you tell me who it is?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, but yeah, her page is fucking awesome. She's got
it. It is.
Okay,
we've talked about this before and we will actually do it, but we're going to record an upcoming episode on stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like no one, including myself, really understands their relationship to stress.
No.
And or what causes stress. This is coming up in clients, in friends, at school. Like stress is so like multifaceted. And I don't think anyone understands how they react to stress,
mm-hmm.
what is actually stressful for them. I think we all have a very skewed view or understanding of it. So
for sure.
Yeah, we're all just around walking here, like stressed as fuck. And all of us are like, no, things are great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just like normal. So like people just think it's normal to be like completely overwhelmed all the fucking time. It's like, mm-hmm. It's not normal. It's common, but mm-hmm. It's normal.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Anyways, those are my thoughts.
Okay. Well, those are some good thoughts. I hope you all enjoyed this chitty chat, paddywhack. I'm going to go give my dog a bone. Just kidding.
Oh, maybe I will.
No. Well, you can. Molly, not a great girl lately, so.
To my Rue Horcrux.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, we're going to hopefully record the stress epi next week. And then we'll do the pregnancy a meal plan one. So we've got a plan now.
Nice. Oh. Thanks for being a part of our planning process.
And thank you for being patient with us as we...
Patient? All I've had are complaints.
Okay. Just kidding.
Bitches are not patient.
I mean, I guess that's a good thing. People like our podcast. We're sorry for making you all wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, and also you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, well, we will catch you on the flippity flip.
Okay. Bye.